All right, notice verse 26, and when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when the morning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife, and bare him a son. But the thing that David had done, do you notice what I'm getting ready to read? But the thing that David had done pleased the Lord? No, my friend. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. David didn't get by with it. David, from this moment on, it's his troubles. Up to this point, it's his triumphs. But from here to his dying day, there'll be trouble. And may I say to you today, Christian friend, you can sin, yes. Somebody asked me the other day, they were a little shocked, did I think a Christian could get drunk? And I shocked them. I said, yeah. Well, they said, my, that's terrible. I said, it sure is. Well, then, can they get by with it? And I said, oh, that's where the rub comes in. The man of the world will get by with it. The Lord's not whipping the devil's children, but he sure takes his own to the woodshed. And will you take it from one who's been to the woodshed? I happen to know. May I say you don't get by with it, friend, when you sin? David's not going to get by with it. The thing displeased the Lord. And when a thing displeases the Lord, friends, he's going to do something about it. Now he's going to do something about it. And David now thinks he's gotten by with it. There are few who know the facts. Joab, his captain, knows the facts. Few of his intimate counselors in Jerusalem who went and got Bathsheba and brought her to the palace, they know. But beyond that, no one knows, and the lips of these men are closed. They would not dare open their mouth. But David wonders. David is sitting there on the throne, and he looks around him. He looks in each face. And I suppose that when David held court, there probably were a couple hundred people around him. David, I think, went down the line as he sat on the throne. He says, I wonder if they know. And he forgot that there was someone that he loved that did know, and he was going to do something about it. So one day, as David is there sitting on the throne, he's looking over the faces of those that are about him and wonders if anybody knows. And when he goes over the faces, scans all of them, I think he sits back in satisfaction, and he's saying to himself, I got by with it. Nobody knows. My friend, I think it was open scandal in Jerusalem. But it was one thing for sure. Our secret sins here, we're told, are open before him. Or someone has put it, secret sin on earth is open scandal in heaven. God knew all about it.